We see in the first reading today from Jeremiah, the Lord says, "Cursed is the man who trusts in human beings, who seeks his strength in flesh, whose heart turns away from the Lord. But blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose hope is in the Lord. And he is like a tree planted beside the waters that stretches out its roots to the stream." This trusting in God, I don't think we can live our life without trusting in something. We need to trust in the abilities that we have, trust in our parents, trust in our country, trust in our leaders. We need to trust in them to a certain extent. But primarily our trust has to be in God, not in circumstances, not in people, not in things that we have, not in money, in our money, in our bank account. Trusting in God primarily. Otherwise, we will turn away from the Lord. We'll keep our mind and heart on these things and rely on these things, which are not trustworthy, ultimately. God is the only one who's trustworthy. And, there's the big things we need to trust in. You know, I think in the Old Testament, David, and going against Goliath, he really, really had to trust in God there. And yet he had his own abilities that he had to rely on to some extent. Even when he was talking to King Saul, he said, Saul said, "How can you possibly go up against a warrior who's been fighting all his life?" And he said, "Well, I've killed a lion and a bear with my own hands." David was not a weakling. Physically, he was very strong, although he wasn't a warrior. But he took that strength that God had given him, that he knew, and he relied on God for the rest of it. And he needed God completely because, you know, what if the stones didn't work? You know, so he did. God is the one that came through for him there. Gideon in the Old Testament, defeating the Midianites with 500 men, he relied on and trusted in God there. You know, even in our modern times, we think of Mother Angelica, Mother Teresa, who had very few talents. She was this tiny woman, and she was called to leave her comfort of her convent and go off and embark, and she had no idea what was going to happen to her. And she built this worldwide order of practicing charity, trusting in God all the way from the very beginning stages, always trusting in God. And Mother Angelica, the same, trusting in God to build this worldwide television network. As a poor Clare nun, coincidence that she's a poor Clare, Our Lady, the patroness of the television. She who was practically a paralegic most of her life, and a poor Clare nun who couldn't do these things technically as a cloistered nun. And yet she trusted in God, every stage of the way. She didn't know what was going to be happening. She didn't have it all planned out, but she trusted in God every step of the way as she was inspired to do more and more and building this network. And performed many miracles. But we're not always going to have miracles happen to us. We have to trust in God on the day-to-day things. We need to always turn to the Lord throughout our daily exercises and not trust in just our schedule or our abilities in doing what we're called to do, but trusting that they will be successful by turning to God, praying before everything that we do, relying on Him for the success of the work of our hands, that all will go well, that we will do God's will, that we will please God, that we will do what we're supposed to do, do it right, and obtain the reward from God. Trust is so important, trusting in God like a child. God wants us to be like children in that sense, always depending on Him, relying on Him, not trusting in ourselves, but turning to Him like a child does to his parents all the time. That is the kind of trust that God is looking for us, and you can see how that would really build a relationship with God stronger and stronger, deeper and deeper, and closer and closer. We can't trust somebody who we don't love, who we're not close to. And so trust feeds our love for God, and love feeds our trust in God. So we can think of that today, and also in the gospel, how our Lord gives us this parable of divas and Lazarus. And Lazarus, they both die, and the circumstances are turned upside down. Lazarus is in comfort and joy in the bosom of Abraham, and divas from his luxury is now in torment in hell. Divas asks Abraham to send Lazarus to his family so that they can see a man coming from the dead and change their life so that they won't end in this place of torment. And Abraham says, no, they won't change. If they don't listen to Moses and the prophet, they will not change, even if someone should go to them from the dead. We might think that major things are going to make us good, or make other people good. No, it's only the goodwill. The goodwill. The Pharisees didn't change when Jesus was in their midst, with performing all these miracles, giving so much evidence of his divinity and goodness and his messianic role. They didn't listen because they were attached to their own pleasures and their own power, their own wealth, their own influence. They didn't want to give that up. They didn't want to be good. They wanted their pleasures. So the same thing is true today and every day. If we don't want to be good, if we don't want to be saints, we don't want to do God's will, we won't, even if we see miracles around us, even if we live in the midst of in the company of a saint, like the apostles, like Judas, lived in the company of Jesus, but he didn't want to be good. And so he didn't. No matter what Jesus did, he didn't change. So we must want to be good. We must want to be saints, as St. Thomas said to his sister who asked him how to become a saint. He said, just will it. All we have to do is will to be good, will to be on the path to sanctity, want it, choose it, and rely on God. Again, trust in God to help us. All he needs is our will to change us, and all we need is to will the good to change. So to change for the better. And that will has to be constant, persevering, a relentless good will to the good. And we become saints, we'll be good, and we'll save our souls and get to heaven and set that example for our neighbors.